By the 1950s, it was apparent that Freudian-inspired psychoanalytical treatments of the 1930s had enjoyed poor success rates. Therefore, medical practitioners trialled a new treatment for homosexuality and transvestitism. The treatment was called estrogen treatment, or colloquially it was known as chemical castration. This treatment essentially removed the body of the male hormone testosterone. It usually involved the man taking a drug called testobestrol, which is a synthetic version of the female sex hormone estrogen. The belief was that this would cure the individual of their sexual deviation. The treatment had terrible side effects. The kind of things individuals undergoing this treatment would have experienced would have been an immediate change in their libido, they would have become impotent, and over time they would have developed breasts. Arguably the most infamous recipient of this treatment was Alan Turing. However, by the mid-1950s, this treatment had proved similarly unsuccessful. The contribution in the 1950s and 60s was aversion therapy, chemical and electrical. Chemical aversion therapy involved using emetics to produce nausea and vomiting in the patient while showing him pictures of naked men, in the hope that he would come to associate the two. In electrical aversion therapy, the patient would be asked to watch pictures of men in various states of undress, whereupon electric shocks would be administered if he got an erection above a certain size. Men convicted of these homosexual offences were given a choice of going to prison or undergoing treatment. Thinking it would be an easier option, many made the calamitous decision to undergo treatment.